It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here as we get set for Week 5 of high school football tomorrow night. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Medicine. We got David Boucher on the line with us, Panthers football coach. Appreciate it as always. Coach, 4 weeks in, four to go here in the regular season. We'll dive into the Perry game here later on. But, boy, how about that game last week? 7-6, the final score. You guys come up a point short at Sabetha. Second time this year Sabetha's won a game 7-6. They did so also in week one against Holton. But, boy, just take us back to last week and just a wild game and a low-scoring one, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game we came out and we got physical, and both teams were real physical, and they're well coached, and neither team really, neither team had a turnover, which is, you know, that's very unique, I think, for high school football, but it just shows the level of competition that we're talking about here. Our kids fought and got after it and, you know, came up a little bit short, you know, literally an inch short. And, my mom watches the games on the live stream, so we really appreciate that through MSC Sports and the Sabetha Channel and all the things that you guys do. But, she watches out in Hayes, Kansas, and she thought we were in, if that matters to anybody, on the two-point conversion.
Right.
but it was just a great game. We were two teams that are highly, highly motivated, and got after it and competed against each other. It was a lot of fun to be a part of.
Well, it seems like, each of your four games this year have gone just somewhat differently. I mean, is that fair to say? I mean, you look at week one, it was an 18-13 game. You bounce back in a rare score of a 30-2 final against Jeff West. The Holton game was 32-14, and then last week 7-6. It just seems like every game so far has kind of played out just differently.
Yeah, the one consistent thing is we've statistically gained every team we've played. We had 30-some yards more than Holton did. We had 60 more yards than Sabetha did, or something like that, and total yards. And, we didn't turn the ball over, versus Hiawatha. We had a couple of turnovers in both the Jeff West and the Holton game. And then we had zero turnovers in the Sabetha game. So there's your variability that you're talking about. But the one consistent is our offensive line is moving the line of scrimmage. Our backs are running hard and we're executing and we're gaining yards, and our defense is fitting gaps. We got to eliminate the big play. We gave up big plays against Holton. We gave up the one 29 yard run. And then the next best run the next best play that Sabetha had was like 11 yards, 10 yards. But we gave up the one 29 yard run on a 2nd and 20. And that set up their only touchdown on the very first drive of the game. And so we just got to be more consistent at stopping the big play. But, overall, the consistency is we're really executing on both sides of the ball for 98%, 96%, 90% of the game. We just got to eliminate those 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 mistakes that we're making.
Well, and again, you touched up on the offensive line going into the year. When we talked before that week one game against Hiawatha, you seemed pretty bullish on the offensive line, what you had coming back and just the talent and the size and just everything mixed in up front. And it seems like the way it sounded like over the last few weeks and how things have played out so far, that you are at least more than certainly pleased with what you've gotten out of that front so far.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is the best offensive line, the most experienced offensive line that we've had, which it should be. This is our fourth year. It takes a long time to, Coach Roy and on our strength and conditioning staff, and it takes a long time to build strength. It takes a long time to build speed. It takes a long time to build that cohesive unit. Our offensive line is doing great things and our defense line is doing great things, which is a lot of the same kids. And they're meshing well together.
A couple more minutes here with David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach. We'll step aside. It's a non-district but Big East League game coming up tomorrow night. They go to Perry Lecompton. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Few more minutes here with David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Our locker room chat's here getting you set for week number 5 tomorrow night. And Coach, four games in, four to go. How do we assess the team at the halfway point here in the regular season?
Like we were just talking about, we just had the consistency and the growth is everywhere. From where we were a year ago, where we were game one. Like you mentioned, we won an 18-13 game week one, but we've grown so much in a month. We've hit some obstacles here in the last 2 weeks with some losses, but that doesn't mean we haven't grown as a team. And, you know, so I'm very pleased with how we're doing things. We just have to eliminate two or three or four mistakes each game, and we're going to be right where we need to be. So we have not played anywhere close to, I think, our potential.
Well,
and that's what's fun, and that's what's exciting.
Right. Now you get an opportunity here with a trip to Perry-Lecompton, familiar league opponent, first time as Big East League members, but a Perry-Lecompton team that, you know, comes in at 1-3. They have played a pretty difficult schedule. They've played the likes of Silver Lake, a common opponent in Sabetha as well. They've also played St. Mary's and Holton, so they've played a pretty daunting schedule here. And, you know, it was an 18-12 game against Silver Lake. They beat Sabetha by 3. That St. Mary's game early got out of hand late, and then Holton beating them last week 33-14, so kind of a similar score as what you saw a couple of weeks ago. They got some athletes, certainly. You know, they've had to shuffle some pieces around with some injuries, but nonetheless, they certainly have some big playability.
Oh, 100%. You know, that Sabetha game, that's just a wonky game. You know, they gave up a punt return touchdown. That's the only touchdown they gave up. And then
3 minutes into the game, too.
Yes. Exactly. And then they snapped the ball over the punter's head or something, and they got a safety. You know, that was the only 9 points that they gave up against Sabetha, and they played so well. And that was just a very interesting game to watch early in the season. And they keep improving. You know, Coach Paramore's been there a long time, and he's such a great coach, and he gets his kids to execute their system. You know, you watch the grit they play with against Holton. They scored both their touchdowns in the last minute of each half, or at least close to that anyway. I think with like a second left on the clock in the fourth quarter for sure. In the second quarter, I'm pretty sure they scored in the last minute. But yeah, they just show a lot of grit, and they got punched in the mouth early by Holton, but then they respond. And so that's something we're going to have to do. We have to be consistent. We have to get after them. And this is a high level opponent we're about ready to play.
What stands out about Perry, what you see from them this year that kind of leaves you concerned maybe going into tomorrow night? Is there one aspect of their game, whether it's offense or defense, something that they do specifically where you're thinking throughout, you know, the preparations this week, like, man, this could be a problem for us?
You know, like, they have great athletes, you know, maybe not the same level of athletes they had when they were, you know, going to state championship games back to back, but they still are, you know, a highly speed-based team. Their offensive line is big. They move well, and they frankly are blocking to me much better than they did a year ago. So that's a concern. But they run some really, really good sound scheme, especially running the ball. I mean, they're pulling guys, but they're not pulling always the same guys. They're hitting different gaps. They're moving guys around. They're making it hard to scout. And I think that's something to be commended with getting their kids to execute at all those different things. And defensively, they play hard. They're coming downhill, and so we got to point, count, communicate, and execute our own assignments and take what they give us.
Well, we're excited for this one tomorrow night, Royal Valley at Perry-Lecompton, a non-district Big East League game. We'll have it for you on 103.9. Excited for this one again tomorrow night. David Boucher joining us as he does each and every week. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, sir.